This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page, subscribe, 1-866-582-9933. Chris, Virginia, baby formula, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Chris?
Bradley, thanks for your wonderful show. I guess Obama is a Nazi, according to your theories.
No, wait a second. What is that? I didn't give you any theories. I just gave you the fruit. He said it. You heard him say it. I didn't say it. No, I know. I'm just making clear.
I love it.
Thanks.
No, real quick. And can I also say real quick that USA Radio News is fake news?
Okay.
And I always turn it down. But yeah, about the baby formula. Big on my radar. Just came on my radar today. Is Facebook is flagging for misinformation when people say that you can make baby formula from, you can make it yourself. And that is huge. If the media is not talking about the fact that you can make your own baby formula, that's what I wanted to call about.
Okay.
And that's huge. It's a disservice by the media. They should be talking about it, especially if people can't get baby formula, but they're telling them they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like the CDC or whoever is saying you shouldn't do it. It's totally ridiculous.
Oh, it is. I think it's way beyond ridiculous, but I agree. But what is it going to take for the American people, Chris, to wake up to the fact that we're the problem here? I mean, it's clear. We're the problem. I mean, this is the same government that you're talking about. I mean, people got a problem with the baby formula. Let's have a problem with the fact that they've illegally sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. And on top of that, all the while knowing that Senate as well, your senators all the while know that they are dissecting baby parts and selling them on the black market. You can go online and order baby parts, Chris. Okay? They know this. And if you dare expose Planned Parenthood for their crimes, you're really exposing the government for what they've illegally advocated for. And if you do that, they're going to come down on you in a totalitarian system and accuse you of a crime that they themselves are guilty of. And that's what's happening today.
I totally agree. Your analysis is spot on. I just can't wait to hear more.
Isn't it crazy?
The baby formula.
Okay.
Yes, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah,
it's like staring into an abyss, and you see yourself, right?
I just can't believe I'm seeing the things that I'm seeing here today. I would have never guessed in a million years any of these things that are being advocated for would have a free hand at doing the things that they're doing and producing corrupt fruit. And the fruit has been death on so many different fronts, even concerning these. These experimental jabs. I mean, it's incredible that they've gotten away with it, and they're not stopping. They keep pushing forth that agenda regardless of what the people say, because they see that the American people still don't mean what they say. That's the problem.
The biggest thing for me in all of this, starting in 2020 and even before, was how people don't – they're sheep. I don't know how to say it.
No, you're right.
I cannot believe – you could literally chop their arm off, and they would ask to chop their other arm off. It's crazy.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, it's like it's crazy. Anyway, I'll let you keep doing what you're doing, sir. Thank you. God bless.
Appreciate it. Chris, I wanted to answer that, too. Ben Franklin said, make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what the American people are allowing a bunch of effeminate hippies to devour. And it's exactly what they're getting away with. And they've all sold out the American people. And we all the well known. And by the way, I'm not talking about good government here. I'm highlighting the fact that we have a corrupt system of government in play, along with agencies that have been created illegally that are warring against the American people through the State Department as well. Okay? The institution of government is ordained of God. I love good government. I can't reiterate that enough. Okay? And the fact of the matter is, we wouldn't be here where we're at today if we didn't have people in government that are still good. God ordained. That's a mercy of God. And we still have time to right the wrongs. And here's the good news. We still have the freedom, Americans, to do the right thing. But what are people doing? Complaining about having to now do their part. That's bothersome. Cool? Can we close out that last hour now? Cool. Let's move on. I want to get to this because I'm telling you, friends, from being threatened to being accused, this is the life and times of Bradley Dean. I have people on social media saying things right now. I mean, as if to suggest I'm advocating for bad or evil government or corrupt government. You're out of your mind. There's definitely a different language here. Let me show you what I'm talking about scripturally. I'm going to go over to 1 John, okay, live radio, 4. And when I go on to 1 John 4, I'm going to go down to verse 5. And I want you to listen carefully because this is true. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, they hear differently than those that think they're saved, which in fact they're really Pharisees, right? And they're not born of the Spirit of God, they're still reprobate. They have a head knowledge of the Word of God just a little bit, but they don't have a heart experience in knowing the Lord. There's a big difference. God speaks to the heart, not the head, okay? Here's 1 John 4, verse 5. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, after I did this video on the rapture, I had these Pharisees coming out of the woodwork, these hippies in these groovy little hippie pads. Boy, oh boy, did I stir up that nest. Threatening me, telling me that they have 3 degrees. Well, let me tell you something. It's not your 3 degrees, hippies, that set men free. It's the anointing of the Holy One of Israel, Isaiah 10:27. Okay? Here, I'm going to get to more of this, but I just got to get to some of it because it's so far out there. When I say I'm embarrassed for people, I really want you to understand why I'm embarrassed for people. Okay? I did everything that we do in high schools, everything that we do in public speaking. We have to videotape everything because of what the enemy does. They misconstrue what you do and what you say on purpose because they want to set the narrative. Well, a lot of people that claim to be Christians do it in many cases even worse. Okay, read John 19:15. I remember doing a high school in Northfield, Minnesota, where I stopped the assembly. 400 kids there that morning, high school students. And I seen a kid in a wheelchair. And I'm the drummer of the band Junkyard Prophet. And with that said, I stopped, took a drumstick, and walked right in the center of the kids, and they just kind of like parted like the sea. It was really cool. And I gave that kid in a wheelchair a drumstick because I wanted that kid to feel special. You know what they reported in the paper? Bradley Dean makes fun of kids that are handicapped. Well, what they didn't realize is we had everything filmed. Oh, folks, I've been called a racist. I have a black guitar player, I did. And a Hispanic singer, I did. Folks, I'm a guitar player. No, I'm not. I'm a drummer. Oh, just wait a second. This is a little salt on your tongue. Keep that thought. I'll finish it on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so here it is. Okay, I got it. There's so many of them this week. It was just embarrassing, to say the least, concerning how I've stirred up the groovy little hippie pad of heretics, right? This guy, okay, I just told you what I told you during the last segment, how I've been accused of things that I'm accused of the things that I'm not guilty of. I mean, to the extremity. Folks, if there's a lawyer out there that wants to make $1 billion, I'm his man, believe me. You want to talk about defamation and malicious intent? I'm the guy that can get him. My goodness. If they have the internal fortitude to take it to the enemy. But here, one of these hippies, this is the fruit of exposing them for who they are, right? The heretical little hippies they are. This guy said, "Howdy, Mr. Dean." Now, you ready for this? This is what I'm talking about, how they just create stuff out of thin air. "I've just learned of your affiliation with the New York Times and CNN. My goodness, but those two organizations are the father of lies in both of their respective mediums. There is a Bible verse, actually several, that tells us not to sin. I think you know that, but in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, we are admonished to not even give the appearance of evil. Your association with CNN and the New York Times certainly violates that edict from God." Now, doesn't it? What? What are you talking about? I'm on national radio, folks. Just this last week, I was accused of being controlled opposition because of highlighting Christine Northrup, turning on her own because I highlighted that me and Christine are now best friends. Friends, you know what else I've been accused of? I'm making millions of dollars. No, people like me don't make millions of dollars, friends, because guys like me don't compromise the word. People that give a lot of money, they want their own little priests. They want those that will tell them soft words and tell them things that they want to hear, and God's pleased with them and they're being prayed for. That's not us. It's never been us. This is a prophetic black and white ministry. Haven't you figured it out yet? Folks, we don't have sponsors here. The only people that support the ministry is those that are connected to the ministry. And we admonish that. We encourage that. But to suggest that we're making... No. We're not Alex Jones, which you all probably better ask the question to, due to the fact that guy's worth $139 million. That's insane. That's insane. And he's a threat? You might want to do a little homework there, friends. I'm not suggesting that he's a shill, but there's a lot of people that have. And if I was worth $139 million, I would expect people to question where I got that money as well. You know, it's funny, nobody's questioning or accusing Tucker Carlson of being worth $350 million or making $35 million. No, he's their hero. They're going to keep supporting his sponsors, his golden calf, so he can keep propagandizing the people. And the people haven't figured out what real controlled opposition looks like. Now, back to the hippies, the heretical hippies here. And I'll get to the content in just a moment here. But to suggest that I'm tied with the New York Times and CNN, no, the New York Times did a whole spread on me. Okay? The CNN crew, the MSNBC crew, in the whole plethora, I got them all over my walls, friends. They're the badge of honor, the way they've attacked this ministry. I mean, I've even got letters response from criminal Barack Hussein Obama on my wall. Okay, because I confronted him for abortion and homosexuality. And he took the time to respond to me. Why? Because we are a threat. He's not going to respond to people that are not a threat. And it's the same thing here. This is coming from a bunch of hippies that want you to believe that they're going to be raptured from responsibility. So what are they doing? They're doing the same thing that any other Pharisee does, the same thing that the worldlings do. They throw out a bunch of things that have been created out of thin air, and then they accuse me of the things that they cannot verify. Same thing happening here. I got the emails right in front of me. It's insane. It's embarrassing. One guy told me, I better submit to my elders. No, Paul said he subjected himself to no man's power. You better bet your bottom dollar. Hey folks, if Moses submitted to a council before bringing the children of Israel into the promised land, it would have never happened. This is all man-made garbage. And they keep pushing it, and what they do, and if that doesn't work, friends, well, then what they do is they say, well, listen, I've got 3 degrees. I don't care if you've got 100 degrees. Hey, let me ask you one question, Pharisee. Who accredited you? Man did. Who accredited this ministry? The Holy Ghost did. Okay? The way man has to bear witness to you as a Pharisee is the way that the Holy Ghost will bear witness to the truth that I walk in Christ. That's his job. I don't have to go around telling people that I'm ordained nationally and internationally. I never asked for it. The Lord brought it. Okay? But look what they have to revert to. Man-made methods. Man-made commandments. Why? Because they want to bring down anybody that doesn't agree with their money-making schemes. And I want to tell you something before we get into this topic. When I did this article, and I'm going to highlight it in just a couple minutes here, when I highlighted this article concerning the unscriptural heresies and how the rapture is created as an exit strategy for those who have refused to obey the Lord, that's exactly who they are. That's exactly who they are. And as I said during the first segment, the only thing they can do is theorize. The only thing they can do is take scripture and hope that you rest it, that's in scripture, meaning pervert it the way that they are, to mean what it is that they want you to believe it says, when it doesn't say that. It's based on speculation, their eschatology. Oh, and folks, I want to jump way ahead of myself here right now. But what does rapture have to do with the mandate that the Lord gave us? The last 23 years of my ministry, we have been out there taking shots, death threats. The list goes on. The mainstream media attacking us, harassment here at home, abroad, bomb threats to our ministry center. And what are these people doing? They're scaring people to submit to the consequences of men that they failed to preach the gospel to, offering a hopeless message. They garner about 3,000 to 5,000 people there. They're of the hippie generation. And what you'll also note, if they have any kids there, the only thing those kids want to do when they're done listening to these hippie heretics is they want to go find some rope and they want to hang themselves. And I'm here to tell you that if you hear a message that has no hope in Christ in it, get away from it right then and there. Because Christ is the anchor of our souls. And what is that premised on? Hope in Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. So while they're writing and creating stuff out of thin air, we're out there doing what it is that we've been commanded to do in seeking and saving that which is lost. I think I said too much. Unscriptural heresy. You ready for this? This was the article. Today's church wants to be raptured from responsibility. Leonard Ravenhill. Oh, and by the way, the Pharisees had to attack Leonard Ravenhill too. Oh, do you know who this guy is? Do you know what he said? Hey, you know what? You're trying to advocate for what the Lord didn't say. What are you talking about? What Leonard Ravenhill said is premised on Scripture. The church today wants to be raptured from responsibility. It's exactly the truth of the matter. Oh, my gosh. And it's always falling to the lot of these hippies in the pulpits, many of them. Hey, folks, if there's one reoccurring issue with the heretics in the Church of America today, it's that of the rapture. And let me tell you, it's not scriptural. Okay? This is the doctrine that is promoted that puts the people's hope of being raptured from what? Their responsibilities. Read Proverbs 13:13. 1-866-582-9933. Here, friends, they want you to believe that the Lord is going to raise up an army only to rapture them from the war that they've been called to wage. Remember everything I'm telling you right now. Read Psalm 78, verse 9. Also read Psalm 94, 16 against their theories. And also read Luke 19, 13. Jesus said, occupy until he comes. Isn't that what the Bible tells us? Yep. See, but the rapture, which they speak, of course, does not scripturally or historically exist. They're going to be raptured before the tribulation. Wow. Enoch, Elijah, and upon his resurrection, Jesus, they were translated in Hebrews 11:5, 2 Kings 2:11, Acts 1:11. Oh, and there's more. We'll talk about them in just a moment. I'm just getting going, friends. This is what stirred up the groovy little hippie pad amongst the heretical. Oh, my goodness. Beware of them, because they're not even good for themselves. And one of them said, Bradley, save yourself. No, save yourself, man.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't make official visits abroad much. In fact, it's rare. But he did so to Ukraine with Republican colleagues to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
You're welcome.
McConnell is the latest among American leaders to pay the Ukrainian leader a visit. It comes as the Senate is working on a military and humanitarian aid package worth $40 billion. Two shootings happened after Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee. One person is in custody following the first shooting. 10 people were taken into custody and 9 guns were recovered in the second shooting. In all, 20 people were hurt in the shootings. It happened near where the game took place. This is USA Radio News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. He also points out Russia's demands on Finland to refrain from seeking membership to the Western Military Alliance. Phil Mickelson will not be defending his PGA Championship this year. He's opting to extend his hiatus after comments he made in Golf Digest in February about a Saudi-funded rival league he supports and the PGA Tour that he accused of obnoxious greed. Mickelson is the first major champion not to defend his title since 2015. You are listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stirring up the heretical hippie pads. Stirring up the heretical hippie pads. I just laid out, preceding this conversation that we're going to pick up from what I've been dealing with. I got to tell you, a majority of the response that I got from this last letter was positive. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for exposing them for who they are, so on and so forth. And then here's the other thing. Some of these people I invited, come on the radio. Come on. I think I'm probably the only show on radio where people can only, you know, throw it out there. Or try to set the narrative on Bradley Dean here, but they never call in and confront the situation. You know the Bible. I know some people just they don't understand Scripture. I totally get it. You know they don't understand things like this. You ready for this? Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, diligence meaning painstakingly, by the way. To write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Okay, I know this is foreign to some people. I totally get it. For there are certain men crept in unawares who before of old ordained to this condemnation ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into carnal lust and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. That's exactly who I'm calling out right now. 1-866-582-9933. One guy came out and told me he's going to watch everything I do. I hope you do. Absolutely. I totally hope you do. But apparently you don't like something that I called you out for. You don't want people to see for who you really are and what it is that you mean to advocate for. It's heresy. Right? Hey, folks, let me say it this way. if anyone deserved to be raptured, wouldn't it have been that of the Christ and the 11 disciples that were martyred? I would have thought so. Now, I mean, do you think that a bunch of do-nothings, disobedient, rebellious heretics that teach a false grace and a false love should be raptured from the country that they themselves are responsible for creating? Isn't it interesting? Has this increased in godliness in America, or has it been increasing into a living hell for many people? Well, the Lord said, when you leave me off, I'll turn that nation into hell, Psalm 9, 16 and 17. The only thing I'm doing right now is highlighting the fruit of the hippie generation. Those that mean to justify themselves. Hey, here's the other thing. I've even had a couple of them say, well, you know what? Then you'd have a problem with David Jeremiah. Well, guess what? Then David Jeremiah would have a problem with the Word of God. And it shows me who you're listening to. There's your problem, right? If anybody deserved to be raptured, it would have been the Christ and the 11 disciples that were martyred, okay? Yet somehow or another, and in their heretical minds, through adding to Scripture, oh, that's a big no-no, Revelation 22:15, these structuralists attempt to justify which is unjustifiable. Anybody tell me the last time somebody was raptured? The most disobedient generation of self-professed Christians, hypocrites, are teaching they're going to be raptured. I didn't know that was the message. Matthew 24:36, and they love to tell you when it's going to happen. Right? But Scripture tells us in Matthew 24:36, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, listen carefully, but the Father only. But they know more than the Word does, right? John 17:15, you ready for this one? I hope so. It's important that you get this, because this I was at KHNC in Denver, Colorado. Had a guy, it was a meet and greet. And the guy started spouting off from his unscriptural understanding of the common sense plain meaning of the Word of God, that there's no hope, it's all over with. And boy, oh boy, that was probably the first thing and the last thing he did that night, because everything he said, he totally premised on speculation. Well, that's what it says over here, and that's what I said. You are speculating here, and you are speculating there, and it's what they've been doing for a long time. If you were born of the Spirit, would you be speculating, or would you be about the work of the Lord's hands? Which one? Okay? I remember one of the first things I responded with, John 17:15. Tell me this doesn't contradict the eschatology of these heretical hippies. Ready? 17:15, John. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, Jesus said, of his disciples, but that thou should keep them from the evil one. You want me to say it again? Just in case you didn't hear that, I need to say it again. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. I wonder if that has anything to do with the reason that we are to put on the whole armor of God. Oh, my goodness. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then it says, until I speak as a man, until the Lord raptures you from the war. That's not what it says. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We fight against them, not these heretical hippies. Matter of fact, when they have 3,000 to 5,000 people at their gloom and doom meetings, you know what they're doing? They're teaching people to find another Jesus because of the sins of men and the consequence of men. I didn't know that that was scriptural. I didn't know that we were to be afraid of men. No, really what you're highlighting, you heretical hippies, is what you left off. That fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And exposing and reproving darkness, Ephesians 5:11, that didn't apply to you. No, that applies to somebody else, because Jesus, according to your gospel, is going to come rapture you out from the very war that you're responsible for creating. Oh, it's true. It's totally true. I would love for these people to invite me to their events, because I'd probably have all the young people standing ovation throughout the whole discourse or exposition that I would give in the face of what they give. Because the message they give is backwards and unscriptural once again. I'm thinking of Luke 12. Let's go over to Luke 12. Are we supposed to be afraid of, again, just highlighting the heretical hippies, are we supposed to be afraid of the consequence of men? No, that's not what it says. As a matter of fact, if you go to Luke 12:4, what does it tell us? It tells us, and this is why people are confused, by the way, Daniel 9:7. What does it tell us? It tells us, and I say unto my friends, this is Jesus saying it, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that, that have no more that they can do. Wait a second. What do you mean kill the body? We're going to be raptured before they can kill our body. No, that's not what Scripture says. Not at all. That's not what Scripture says. But according to them, that's what they say. Matthew 24, verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Not according to these heretical hippies. Nope. They're going to be taken out before that ever happens. Folks, I got to tell you, it's oil and water. I don't understand how they attempt to justify what they attempt to justify. And it's plain common sense meaning. It really is. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou should that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. Friends, the rapture, the way they preach it, is not a biblical doctrine, period. It's a doctrine that was invented in the 19th century in Ireland by James Darby. By the way, when they came after me, they were talking about a John Darby. They weren't even, they just had to defend the indefensible, and they think they're going to heaven. And you know what's interesting is they're telling me that I needed to save myself. It's not my job to save myself. It's my job to work out my own salvation. It's the Lord's business to save me from my sin, Matthew 1:21. What Bible are you reading, man? 1-866-582-9933. Every single one of these were told to call in and confront me. Every one of them. And I'm still waiting for that phone call. It's kind of funny how that works, isn't it? And Bradley, you looking for a fight? No, but I'm in a fight. And I'm here to what? Defend the gospel. That's not what they're doing. That's not what these people do. They slang their heresies and call you names, and they want everybody else to believe what they're saying. And the only way that they can get away with that is if other people are not reading their word or the word of God. That's how they get away with it, through the ignorance of the people that don't take the time to know the difference. And again, I'm just giving you scripture, folks. That's all I'm doing. And it's amazing what happens when you hold to the word, how these people act. It's like, okay, oh my goodness. You ready for a video I think that many of them forgot to watch? I just told you that the rapture is not a biblical doctrine. Oh, by the way, not John Darby, Pharisees, James Darby. James used to indoctrinate through the Bible studies his rich and nobles in Powers Court, where the rapture doctrine was developed. You need to put that up against Galatians 1:6. Not good. It's not a doctrine affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian faith. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain passages found within Scripture. I'm going to show you the video. It's a short video right after this. And you can go ahead and chew up the meat and spit out the bones, friends. But I'll tell you what we're giving you right now is meat with no bones, right? Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four. We're talking about stirring up the heretical hippie pads. You got one more segment, 1-866-582-9933. I think their silence speaks volumes, friends. One even responded to me and said he was going to take me up on it. I don't understand. I'll tell you what, there's been several times where if I was listening to someone on live radio and if they were saying something that was untrue, oh my goodness, I was chomping on the bit to get in there and set the record straight. And why wouldn't you? Okie dokie. Yeah, this is what we're going to do. I want you to go ahead and see this because this is exactly, apparently this is what they missed. I don't know how they missed it, but apparently I'm talking about the heretical hippies. They must have missed this part. And, of course, they came back and they said it was John. His name wasn't John Darby. It was James Darby, as I said earlier, amongst other things that they said that they apparently wanted to hear that nobody said. I just read what I said, wrote. Okay, here you go. This is what you need to hear for all of those that are still hanging on to a thread. I want to tell you right now, first and foremost, make sure that nobody around you is going to have an opportunity to see you for who you are. When I expose, and I'm talking to the hippies, when I expose the unbiblical rapture eschatology that has been created out of thin air by the heretical hippies. You ready for this? And I'm not being smart. These people anger me to no end. Here you go.
You should believe in the rapture because it's not a biblical doctrine.
It's not
this is a
doctrine biblical doctrine.
That was invented in the 19th century by James Darby in Ireland. And when we were on our Irish speaking tour a couple years ago, we actually visited and spent a few nights at Parr's Court, where Darby used to hold his Bible studies with the rich and the noble there, and the rapture doctrine was developed. But it is not a doctrine that is affirmed historically by any of the great confessions of the Christian Church, Catholic, Orthodox, or Protestant. It's based upon a misinterpretation of certain New Testament passages where Paul talks about how the Lord will return and we who are believers will be gathered to meet him in the air. Now, the question is, when does this occur? Darby thought that this was a sort of secret return of Christ prior to the second coming of Christ on the judgment day. But there's absolutely no New Testament reason for separating this event from the second coming of Christ. When you read Jesus' Olivet Discourse in Mark 13 and you read Paul's teaching in light of that, it seems quite clear to me, at least, that Christ will return at the end of human history. This will be his second coming. His first was the one that ended with his crucifixion and resurrection. That was his first coming. His second coming will be when he comes on the day of the Lord for judging the world and determining people's final state. So when Christ returns on the judgment day, he will bring with him the souls of the departed saints. And then those who are alive at the time of his return will be gathered to meet them in the air and accompany the Lord then to the earth for the final judgment. And so it seems to me that it is illusory to invent this secret preemptory return of Jesus prior to his second coming.
Okay. So, my goodness, I just looked over at the reasonable face. That's where this is coming from. And I noticed that he had 4,700 comments. I can imagine the attack coming from the heretical, stinky hippies. I mean, and you call it what you will, folks, but that is the history of a hippie. It really is. Those people need to take a bath in more ways than one. And, you know, again, I just want to make clear that we're holding to the scriptures here concerning these heretical hippies. I wanted to ask a couple things before I take this phone call, and Diana's going to be so mad at me. I'm so sorry, but I wanted to stick to my program so I can finish it before the end of the show. I will give you the last couple minutes. Hang on with me, okay? What does their message have to do with seeking and saving that which is lost? That is the very heart of God. Let me give you a couple scriptures. Here's one for you. This is Luke 24:48. You ready for this? 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached by the preaching of law to grace, Galatians 3:24, should be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Okay, so if you're witnesses of these things, what did he say in verse 49? And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, of the Holy Ghost, right? Acts 5:32. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It's a man-made theology, and it's heretical, to say the least. Mark 16:15 comes to my aid, friends. What does it say? And he said unto them, go into all the world and teach them that they're going to be raptured from keeping my commandments. Is that what it says? Nope. It says, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Well, what happens? Just a simple question to ask yourself. What happens when we're born of the Spirit? And what happens when we follow the Christ? Well, Matthew 4:19 tells us. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Of men. It didn't say anything about you writing a book and going out on a book signing tour and feeling people with gloom and doom and hopelessness and tell them that don't worry about anything, leave off the commandments of God, and the bottom line is when it gets really bad, you're going to be raptured. Is that what he said? No, it's not at all what he said. And again, when you line it up, friends, with Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take you unto the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. What did he say? Take the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt about with truth, your feet shod with the readiness of the preparation of the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He's showing us that we're in a war. Not to submit to the war, not to succumb to it, not to capitulate, not to tuck tail and run, Psalm 78, verse 9. And again, friends, it's heretical. Okay, so there you have it. Folks, I'm encouraged when people round themselves around and attack the Word of God. Because in this I'm confident, Psalm 27. And again, I fleeced them in response, in all fairness, just like I always do, to call in. Call me out. Well, you can't do that. The only argument against the Word of God is an unholy lifestyle. And in this particular situation, it's what they're preaching against the word, and it's heretical, period. Diana, you're going to kill me. I am so sorry, but I had to get through my message. We have 2.5 minutes. It's all yours. What do you have to say, Diana?
Hey, not angry at all. You know what? I don't stand behind you, brother. I stand along your side. We make up the hedge and stand in the gap, because what has become a real the real contagion that's going on is there's a real lack of sober-mindedness. And so many people are unable to tell the difference between the holy and the profane. And what has happened, and it tells us here too, even in Ezekiel 22, it talks about there is a conspiracy, and it's of the princes, meaning like the politicians, the people, like the, those that call themselves of Christians, the prophets, those who are the ones that are the evangelists out there speaking lies when God never sent them. And the priests are those pastors standing in the pulpit telling, repeating the same lies over and over. And it does say that the Lord will gather them. And he, in his anger, is going to melt them in the fire of his wrath. And you know, because everything has become so confused, even so many people don't even know that they've been led astray.
And that's well, you know, here's the thing, though.
We must continue to stand and speak the truth.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I want to say to that, in this country, there's no excuse for it, Dinah, to be led astray. We are to be immovable. We are to be steadfast. We have a Bible in every single hotel room out of the thousands that we stayed in. I think there's been 3 hotels where there's not been a Bible. So there's no excuse for the American people as to why they're being led astray outside of the fact that they're derelict of duty when it comes to studying and showing themselves approved unto God. Love you by what we do. Thank you, Diane. I totally appreciate you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.